We're going to jump into a chat that I had with Anna Coddington this morning. She was kind enough to talk to me at 6:30 post what I'm sure were some lovely post-awards celebrations after the Silver Scrolls last night. Looked like an absolutely magical night down in Wellington, and it was wonderful to see Anna win for Katoa Rehe.
Morena.
Morena, Anna, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I was watching the live stream at home last night, and that was a really beautiful moment when you won and went up and accepted the award.
Oh, thank you. I was a bit flummoxed, but it was great.
So the winning track, Katoa Rehe, is a really beautiful, seamless marriage of te reo and English. And there's something quite powerful in having a waiata which blends both languages linguistically. So how does it feel to kind of be winning the most prestigious songwriting award in Aotearoa for this track in particular?
It feels great. And yeah, that's exactly what you said. I mean, I think, I'm not sure if Aotearoa bilingual song has won the Silver Scroll Award before, but I think it's a great sign of a couple of things, of like the mainstream acceptance of Te Reo Māori, and how, you know, we're really, as a country, I think, just embracing our biculturalism, or multiculturalism even. But so that's really great. And I think it also, you know, music transcends those kinds of things in a way, you know. And I think that was one thing about the song, is it was a bilingual song hubs that we wrote it in, Reo Māori song hubs. But we were more thinking about what can we do with the music, like how can we make this song fun, and you know, like, and the words just kind of came quite seamlessly. Like they weren't a big focus of the day, actually. Like we were really focused on just having a good time and on the music, and the words were just like kind of part of serving the broader purpose of what we were trying to do with the song. And so it did feel seamless on the day when we were writing it.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's such a bop. It's so catchy. And so I think that also like adds a level of accessibility for te reo into like our musicscape,
yeah,
which is awesome.
That's the aim, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you look at Heniwe, he's like the mastermind of all this stuff. Dame Heniwe Mohi. I think she kind of cottoned on to that a long time ago, like back when she sang national anthem.
Yeah.
Māori first, and like everyone lost their shit. And then now we just do it naturally. And, you know, so she's behind the scenes pushing a lot of this stuff because she realizes that. And I've always thought it as well, that music can really be a bridge between, you know, to just help bring those things together. And I've watched it happen over my time, because I used to feel, you know, like I sat a little bit outside the Māori music scene. I had friends within it, and you know, I've always admired it and had a huge admiration. I didn't feel like I was part of it, and now it just feels like the two sides have just come so close together that there's not really a gap between them anymore. So that is really, really awesome.
I just want to quickly shout out the other songwriters on this project. So we had, do you want to talk us through them?
Sure, yeah, Me Mihi Katika, yeah, absolutely. So we had Ruth Smith, who was the mātanga reo on the project, and she's like my idol. She's a linguistics nerd like me, which was my first degree, my first love, and just I love her brain. Like, yeah, she's incredible at lots of things, incredible with words. So she was the Māori language expert on the song, and she actually came up with the word Katoa Rehe as like kind of the key for the tune, so that was awesome. And Kawiti Whiteford, who is also a mātanga reo, but an opera singer as well, and he is singing the really low notes, like singing along with the bass line, and so, yeah, he's great. And Noema Teho produced the track and, you know, wrote it with us as well. And he was great. Like, I feel like he was a really key piece to the song coming out the way it did, because he was really just into everything, you know, like as a producer.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to you know, control it or drive it or make it go one way or another. We were all just really moving with it as it was going. And yeah, he was a real pleasure to work with. It was super fun.
Just quickly before we wrap up, would you be able to just talk us through the meaning of katoa rehe?
Yeah, sure. So it means to be marvellous or outstanding, and it can also be a noun, meaning kind of, well, I think in Tiaka, the Māori dictionary, it says like it can be cunning, like kind of, but it can also be like really, you know, just like outstanding person or woman or whatever. So yeah, it's kind of that idea of just being a little bit out the box, out the gate, like doing your own thing. I think that's my understanding. So yeah, but you can use it as a adjective or a noun.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being up to talk to me so early in the morning.
No worries.
You managed to get some fantastic celebrations in last night. I hear you're getting on a plane this morning.
I am getting on a plane at 20 minutes past 8, so that's okay. I was probably going to be up anyway. Yeah.
Well, have a safe flight. Thank you so much for chatting to me, and a huge congratulations on the Silver Scrolls.